The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand them over. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to one another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who will dip his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas' betrayer said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. We call this day, this Wednesday during Holy Week, Spy Wednesday. Spy Wednesday because this is when Judas is turned. He's turned here and he's made his decision. He's now infiltrated the inner circle of the 12 and he will arrange and orchestrate the betrayal of the Lord. You know, when intelligence agencies attempt to penetrate the inner circle of a government, a gang, or a cartel, a mob, family, they say the easiest way to turn them is that, of course, you have to befriend them first. You befriend them, you develop a relationship, and then usually, for the most part, people are turned by money. You just have to find their amount. And then you give them that amount. Judas was 30 pieces of silver. And then you tell them, "Now you work for us," and they use them for whatever ends. And of course, the Pharisees and the scribes, they were able to turn Judas with 30 pieces of silver so they can arrest the Lord. Now, it's always easy to look at this and say, "Ah, Judas, you idiot. How weak you are. Don't fool yourself. We all have a price that can make us do things that we never imagined to do." Do you think Judas, when he first called 3 years ago, Judas, when the Lord called him to be part of the inner circle, "You're going to betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver," he would have scoffed at us. Like, "What are you talking about? Never, ever, ever, never. I would never do such a thing." No. We all have 30 pieces of silver. And it's humbling to recognize that in us, that we still have that in us. And when we recognize that humility, that's the first stage of defense. I am capable of betraying the Lord. I am capable of turning. And in that recognition, that humility, and then when the trials and tribulations come, it says, "Oh, wait, remember, don't respond to that. Lord, I need you. I'm so weak." It's one of the reasons why Peter, another one who betrayed the Lord, not for 30 pieces of silver, he betrayed it because out of fear for being abused. Remember when he denied the Lord 3 times. And it was at that recognition he said, "Lord, get away from me. I am a sinful man." That was the key why Peter did not ultimately betray the Lord and came back. Why Judas ran and hung himself. Humility will always be the key to holiness.